Uninformed immigrants are at a huge disadvantage in court, in financial and legal matters, and also sometimes in life. Well, what can we do about it? I'll tell you what. We can train, teach, inspire, and empower immigrants to maximize their lives regardless of their immigration status. And that's exactly what we're going to do here. I am your immigration lawyer and host, Otis Landerholm, and this is the Empowered Immigrant Podcast. Hello, and welcome to the Empowered Immigrant Podcast. On this episode, we're going to see an episode of the Empowered Immigrant Live, which is a webcast that I do every Thursday on Facebook and on YouTube for the immigrant community. If you have any immigrant questions or immigration questions, feel free to join us on Thursday for the next one. And for now, enjoy the episode. I think you can hear me. All right, welcome. Thank you so much for being here. Welcome to another episode of the Empowered Immigrant Live. Thank you so much for joining me today. My name is Otis Landerholm. I'm the founding attorney here at Landerholm Immigration APC, where we fight for your American dream. Today, we got a special episode. All right, we got a special episode. Are you ready for it? We're going to be talking about 2021. Right now, it's December 16th of 2021, but we're going to be looking at this year. Let's do a recap. What are the successes? What are the failures in 2021 on immigration? All right, what's the good, the bad, and the ugly of 2021? Let's do this. And so welcome. Thank you. Thank you for being here. Remember, at the Empowered Immigrant Live, we are here to train, to teach, to inspire, and to empower immigrants to make the most out of immigration laws and to make the most out of their lives. All right? So today, welcome and thank you for joining me. Our theme for today is to do a recap of all of the stuff that's happened in 2021 regarding immigration. We're going to talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly. All right? 2021 year in review. What has really happened with immigration law this year? Now, thank you to everyone who asked your questions. As always, we've got 30 minutes to discuss this topic in English, and then we'll do the same episode in Spanish. Así que si usted habla español, que venga en unos 30 minutos, lo hacemos en español. All right, awesome. So, thanks everyone. You know, what has happened this year, right? What has happened this year? Well, in January, we had a new president take office, all right? And as a result of the new presidency, you know, I think there were a lot of expectations and hopes and things like that, and I don't think, to be quite honest, I don't think that we've lived up. I don't think the current president has lived up to the hopes and the expectations, but that's kind of always true. You know, if you think about it, it's kind of always true. And there has been some good things. And so let me just do the basics and we can go through it. And as I'm going, if you've got an immigration law question, send it in. And if you've got a different point of view, if you disagree with where I stand on these things, hey, tell me that too. Let's enter in some fun debate here, right? And so if you're with me, hey, let's be interactive, all right? Because this is all just my opinion, and who am I? I'm just one guy fighting for immigrants who are trying to stay in the U.S., right? And so here's my take on it. Let's start with the good, all right? From my perspective in 2021, at the beginning, right, many of the racist and discriminatory policies that had been entered into under Trump were repealed, many of them. I'm talking, you know, the Muslim travel ban, for example, banning immigrants from Muslim-majority countries from entering the United States. That was repealed. That was a good thing, okay? We also saw a repeal of Trump's public charge doctrine, which was requiring more vetting and more documentation to show that someone was not inadmissible under the public charge grounds. Okay, that's also a good thing. Another good thing was the quote-unquote extreme vetting process on visa applications was revoked. That was causing thousands of delays in people applying for visas, right? Because it was requiring additional interviews, for example, when they weren't even necessary at all, slowing everything down. And also, I don't know if you remember this, but under Trump, there was a no blank spaces rejection policy, where if you sent a form and it left the middle name blank, for example, or if you sent a form and you left name, what's the first name of your child, if you left that blank when you don't have a middle name or when you don't have children, the government would reject it because it wasn't filled out there, which is nonsense. Anyway, that policy has been revoked. And another very, very good thing was there was better guidance for prosecutorial discretion, a new prosecutorial discretion memo, all right, which included guidance to allow courts to, quote unquote, administratively close cases again. That they used to be able to do that, and then that was canceled under Trump, and now they're able to do that again when the court, when the judge deems that it's appropriate to do that. Okay? So anyway, all of that, that's my opinion of kind of like the good things that we've seen in 2021. All right? And, you know, there's some cases that we want to talk about in court. There's kind of some big cases that have been decided in court this year. One is the case Sanchez versus Mayorkas. You may have remembered that case where the U.S. Supreme Court decided that TPS does not constitute an admission into the United States. I'm from the Ninth Circuit. I'm from California. I wanted it to go the other way. I'm not totally shocked that the Supreme Court went the way it did. But man, for all those people with TPS, it's like, gosh, let's get it going for them, all right? Let's give them the right to adjust status. Let's call that. I mean, it was a review. I was loving that line of arguments, but anyway, it didn't happen. So Sanchez versus Mayorkas was decided. That was kind of a bummer of a case. The other case that was a bummer of a case, but hopefully with a silver lining, was the DACA case, right? So in 2021, DACA, there was a federal judge from Texas put a halt on accepting new DACA cases. And so that was an interesting kind of and frustrating thing that happened in 2021. We had an influx of new DACA cases, and then a court put the halt on accepting those cases. But that same decision has paved the way for the Biden administration to pass new regulations on DACA. And so there, you know, we're in the process of passing new regulations on DACA, and it could turn out to be a positive thing. All right, there's also been some bad things. All right, there's also been some bad things. Number one bad thing, there are processing delays everywhere. All right, everywhere. Right now, there's more than 7.8 million applications that are in the backlogs now at USCIS. That is an all-time high. The State Department has thousands of cases at consulates throughout the world, and it's basically been shut down everywhere because of the pandemic. And there hasn't been any real strategy, about how to address those backlogs. All the consulates have basically been closed, all right? The other huge thing, huge and very tragic thing, was the whole Afghanistan disaster that happened this year. The U.S. lost the war in Afghanistan, right, basically, this year. And there was a huge humanitarian crisis, all right? And that has caused hundreds, thousands of people to seek asylum and are in the process of applying for parole to get into the U.S., and even U.S. citizens and green card holders that are stuck in Afghanistan with no way out of that country. Dangerous situation. That's a problem. Okay? And then the last kind of bad thing that I'm going to share today is the asylum system. The asylum system for 2021, the recap there is, oh my gosh, it's completely dysfunctional. All right? Courts are requiring now that the government reinstate the MPP program, the Remain in Mexico program, quote-unquote Migrant Protection Protocol, and that's going to go into effect, and that is really bad, okay? All right, that's like due process violations. Plus, it just like sends the message that we simply do not want to be welcoming immigrants who are seeking asylum, which, yes, goes against asylum laws to begin with, but it's also like, in my opinion, it's like immoral, all right? It is like a country wants to welcome refugees. Are you kidding me? If somebody's afraid for their lives because of violence or persecution, like let's give them, like it's like fundamental to our DNA as a society to open our doors to people in that situation. And so closing our doors to that, I think is just, I think it's immoral. But anyway, that's where we are, and that is part of 2021, and it's quite frankly been part of like the last 5 years. Okay, politically, I got a couple more things. Politically, right? Biden, at the beginning of the year, Biden sent a comprehensive immigration reform bill to Congress. It was called the U.S. Citizenship Act. And I saw it, and other people saw it, and we had videos about it, and we were excited about it. Yay! Pathway to citizenship for everybody, right? It was introduced in the House in February. Crickets. No movement on it. Never even brought to a vote. Congress. They're like, there's no way we'll pass this thing. And, you know, they're probably right, all right? There's so much opposition. There's so much opposition. You can't get a law passed without agreement on it. You can't get a law passed in this country without people like listening to each other. And part of my frustration with 2021 is that people have not been listening to each other. All right? People aren't like looking at these issues and saying, hey, what could we do about it? So anyway, zero movement of the U.S. Citizenship Act. Instead, politically, right, Congress was trying to include immigration issues inside of its budget reconciliation process, and they had Plan A that went down and Plan B that went down, and now we're watching. They got Plan C going on. We'll see. And so now we're watching it, right? It's the Build Back Better Act, and it passed the House last month. Passed the House in November. It has some interesting provisions related to immigration law, all right, a parole for 10 years for people who have been in the U.S. since before January 1st, 2011, and there's other provisions. Keep your eye on that. That could be a game changer for a lot of people, all right? And the Senate is expected to vote on that by Christmas, all right? So that's happening. And so that's basically it. So in conclusion, all right, 2021 for me has been a year of like, oh my gosh, thank God that Trump is out of here. That's one. Like, yes, we are so relieved that administration is in the past, and I wish it were like completely, I wish it had zero legitimacy left ever, you know? Unfortunately, there's a lot of people out there that are still Trump fans walking around. They do not understand how horrible that administration was on immigration. I'm not going to opine. I'm not going to give opinions about other areas of law. But if we look at immigration law, that was about the worst administration in the history of the universe, all right? Or in the history of the United States, at least, okay? And so it's like, okay, I'm really grateful that administration is over. Let's not do that again. And so that's the good part. But at the same time, 2021 has also had me feeling like frustrated and waiting and kind of disappointed and kind of like false hopes. And just kind of this feeling like, come on, guys, come on, let's get it going around here. That's the feeling I got. Like, come on, people. We want to do something. We want to create something. There are 11 million people who are good human beings who are stuck in the shadows. There's 7 million people in backlogs waiting for the bureaucracy to catch up with their situation and their case. There are applications that we're filing that we've got to wait 15 years for, which is ridiculous. Some applications are even longer than that. It's like, can't we find a better system? Yeah? And that's my frustration and my assessment. That's the good, bad, and the ugly. That's my personal assessment of how 2021 has been with immigration law. That's it. All right? So that's my assessment. That's me. And so now I want to open it up. And yes, I want to hear your questions. If you have immigration law questions, hey, I'd love to hear them. But you know what else? I'd love to hear your point of view. I'd love to hear your comments. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Quite frankly, if you disagree with what I'm saying, hey, I'd love to hear about it. You know, how has this 2021 been for you? Tell me what you think. Tell me what you think. All right? So let's see. I'm gonna kind of just watch the chat. And if you got something to say, hey, send it in. In the meantime, I'm going to go through and answer the questions that I received ahead of time. So let's do that. Let's answer that. So my first question comes from Corey. So Corey, thank you so much for asking your question. I'm going to read it through. All right. Corey, you say, my husband was deported and signed voluntary leave so he did not get penalized. And he was told that once he got into his country and filed, and he had a year to file for the visa to come back, but he did not file a visa within that year. So now they're saying they're going to cancel the petition unless he can provide an adequate reason as to why he did not file for his visa and what would be a good enough reason and that would keep his petition open so that he could file for his visa now instead of having to start over. Okay, great. So Corey, that's a great question. Thank you for asking it. And my answer for you is that you've got some complex issues going on. Okay? Your husband, you said your husband was deported, but then he signed voluntary leave. The thing I want you to know about, Corey, is that you've got to do the research to see whether or not he was penalized by the 10-year bar or by any other reason, all right? Because you said he was deported, but then you said he signed voluntary departure or you said voluntary leave. So the question I have is, was that actually voluntary departure signed in front of a judge? All right, was he granted voluntary departure in court? That is a nuance that matters tremendously. And even with voluntary departure, if he had, you know, more than 365 days of unlawful presence before he left, he will still have a 10-year bar and need a waiver, all right? Now, if it's just a question of what extraordinary circumstances caused the delay in filing, I mean, heck, Corey, you could argue the coronavirus, you know, it might be issues in your personal or your family life, it might be sickness, health, it could even sometimes be improper legal advice, okay? And so, but you're going to want to think it through, right? Like what actually did cause the delay? And more fundamentally, I want you to make sure that he is eligible, okay? And that he, you know, and if he needs a waiver, you want to get that on file. So I hope that that helps for your situation. And if my office can help you in any other way, heck, please give me a call, okay? All right, thank you. So the next question comes from Reginald. Reginald, you say, I have been in a process for 5 months already, and I did my photo, and I did my fingerprints, and I still don't have a work permit, and I want to know what's going on. Okay, all right, so thank you, Reginald. Thank you for asking that question. The first thing that I want you to know, you say you've been in a process for 5 months already. The first thing I want you to know is that 5 months ain't nothing, okay? Reginald, 5 months, I mean, there are immigration cases that, you know, take 15 years. And so to be in a process for 5 months and to still not have movement, I mean, welcome to the club, right? Everybody waits 5 months and has no movement on their case. So many immigration cases are taking years, and, you know, you got to be aware of that. Also, the length of time will depend on what type of process you filed and whether or not you filed it correctly. So do you know what type of a case it was? All right. Now, if my office can help you with it, hey, give us a call. But really, I would say it's a good sign, right? If you did your photos, you did your fingerprints, you did your biometrics, my guess is it's in process and it'll just take its time, okay? And so, great, I think, did I have one more? I thought I had one more question. Bear with me for 1 second because I think that there was another question, but maybe that's it. Maybe that's it. Okay. Well, hey, everyone, thank you so much. I hope this was useful in some way. If you have a question that I haven't answered, or hey, if you have an opinion, or if you have something else you want to say, you know, let's hear it. Let's go through it. Let's do it. All right? And really, thank you so much for being here with me. It is December 16th. We're coming up on the holidays. I wish you a very, very happy holiday season. All right? And if I haven't answered your question, I still can. I still will. I'd love to do that. And so just send me your question. And you can do that through our website, or you can do that through email, or you can do that just here on Facebook or YouTube. And if this was useful, please subscribe to our channel here on YouTube. Click the notifications bell and we'll get you additional legal updates and news. And heck, you know, you can share the channel with somebody else. If this new Build Back Better Act passes, it could be big news, all right? And so I'd love to, you know, share that with you. I'll be screaming it from the rooftops if it does actually pass. And so so let's keep our fingers crossed and keep watching Congress to see if they make movement on that. And if you have an immigration case, hey, please give my office a call. We are here to help. We would love to help you. That's it. Thank you so much. All right. Have a great rest of your day. Remember, I'm Otis Landerholm, Landerholm Immigration APC, where we fight for your American dream. Thanks a lot.
Thank you for listening to the Empowered Immigrant Podcast. If you like what you heard and if you want to learn more, please go to landerholmimmigration.com/podcast.